Chapter 5. The Future Isn't Working. It is already contained in the concept of the free laborer that he is a pauper, a virtual pauper. Karl Marx. We have so far argued that the contemporary left tends towards a folk politics that is incapable of turning the tide against global capitalism. In its place, the left needs to reclaim the contested legacy of modernity and advance visions for a new future. It is imperative, however, that its vision of a new future be grounded upon actually existing tendencies. This chapter sets out a conjunctural analysis of contemporary capitalism, viewed through the lens of work. On the basis of this analysis, the next chapter will argue for the desirability of a future without work. What does it mean to call for the end of work? By work, we mean our jobs, or wage labor, the time and effort we sell to someone else in return for an income. This is time that is not under our control, but under our bosses, managers, and employers' control. A full one-third of our adult lives is spent in submission to them. Work can be framed in contrast to leisure, typically associated with the weekend and holidays. But leisure should not be confused with idleness, as many of the things we enjoy most involve immense amounts of effort. Learning a musical instrument, reading literature, socializing with friends and playing sports all involve varying degrees of effort. But these are things that we freely choose to do. A post-work world is therefore not a world of idleness. Rather, it is a world in which people are no longer bound to their jobs, but free to create their own lives. Such a project draws upon a long line of thinkers, Marxists, Keynesians, feminists, black nationalists, and anarchists alike, who have rejected the centrality of work. These thinkers have, each in their own way, sought to liberate humanity from the drudgery of work, the dependence on wage labor, and the submission of our lives to a boss. They have struggled to open up the realm of freedom, from which humanity can continue its project of emancipation. While the broad aims of this project have a long series of precedents, recent developments in capitalism give renewed urgency to these issues. Rapid automation, expanding surplus populations, and the continued imposition of austerity all heighten the need to rethink work and prepare for the new crises of capitalism. Just as the Mont Pelerin Society foreshadowed the crisis of Keynesianism and prepared a full-spectrum set of responses, so too should the left prepare for the oncoming crisis of work and surplus populations. While the effects of the 2008 crisis continue to reverberate throughout the world, it is too late to take advantage of that moment. All around us, we can see that capital has recovered and consolidated itself in a renewed and sharpened form. The left must instead prepare for the next opportunity. This chapter explains why a post-work world is an increasingly pressing option. The first section outlines the emerging crisis of work, the breakdown of stable jobs in developed countries, the rise of unemployment and surplus populations, and the collapse of work as a disciplinary measure holding society together. We then turn to the various symptoms of this crisis as it is manifested not only in unemployment figures, but also in increased precarity, jobless recoveries, growing slums, and expanding urban marginality. All around us, we can see the effects of this shift bubbling up in new social conflicts and problems. Finally, we look at the various ways in which capitalism's tendency to produce surplus populations has been managed by the state. Today, the crisis of work threatens to overrun these traditional tools of control, laying the social conditions for the shift to a post-work world.